Tanya, I understand that you've got some personal experience with the local hamper campaign here.
Growing up here in Canmore, affordability issues are not just today's issue.
No.
My family, my mom was a single mom, three kids. Growing up, the Christmas Spirit campaign really helped our family out every Christmas that we received a hamper. It provided that Christmas dinner. As a kid, I never knew the stress that was Christmas. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how difficult it was to balance everything you need to provide your kids with an amazing experience for Christmas. Gifts, trees, the turkey dinner. I mean, these things cost money. And as a child, I was just like, oh, how many presents do I have under the tree?
That's got to be doubly hard for a parent because you've got a young child who's, you know, Santa Claus is coming, presents are coming, and Christmas is here. It's the best time of the year. And you look at them and you see that excitement going on and you're just like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to make this work? That's why this is such an important cause. And I think that's why so many people have gotten behind Christmas Spirit in the past. Donation goal of $55,000. I have no doubt in my mind that we're going to hit the target goal because we have such a generous community here.
One of the reasons why I'm still in Canmore is because this is a community that takes care of its families and the people who are here. And now I'm able to help out Christmas Spirit. I can give that gift back and ensure that families in this community who are struggling at this time of year have everything to make Christmas magic.